26 after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Johannesburg. It's raining, Ustad. I don't know where Ustad is this morning, Haji Abu Yusuf. Well, he is in Port Elizabeth. Whereabout in Port Elizabeth, not Queensburg? Well, let's go and cross over live to him on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 24th of Dhulqada, 1443. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Lenz. Thank you very much. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Dhulqa'dah 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Suratul Anbiya, and regarding the prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, alayhimu salatu wasalam, and verse number 31. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَا أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِهِمْ, and we have placed on this earth. Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, that is the plural, and we have placed on this earth these mountains. So why does Almighty Allah use the term we? This is the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority, majesty and sovereignty. And we see whether it be sunrise or sunset, whether it be the rain or whether it be famine and drought, whether it's life and death, all that solely, only, exclusively in the control of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Every one of us, 7 billion, 100 billion, whatever we come together and say, it must rain. And it won't rain because we are saying so. It will only rain with the command and consent of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So on like that, remember Almighty Allah gave us thousands of examples that he alone is in control of the entire creation and the universe. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَا, and we have placed on this land, on the sand, the mountains, whether it be Mount Everest, Kilimanjaro, Table Mountain, any mountain. Why did Almighty Allah place these mountains? أَنْتَمِيدَ بِهِمْ, so that these mountains will be the stabilizer, the land and the sand will not be shaking. You go back to 1992 and you see in Maidan-e-Arafat, on the plains of Arafat, the greatest day of Hajj and pilgrimage, 4 million people assembled, congregated on the plains of Arafat, the greatest assembly of humanity in the history of humanity, 4 million people at one time, one place. And it's not like a seesaw, the other side will come out and the one side will go down. So these mountains, they bring about that stability. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَا أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِهِمْ, so that the land and the sand and the earth does not shake and go through convulsions. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا فِجَاجًا سُبُلًا, and we have placed in this land and sand, Fijaj and Subula, the narrow, narrow path and the big, big pathways. You see, when you are traveling, now I left there, Gauteng, Transvaal, Old Transvaal, Johannesburg on Wednesday, and I landed there in East London. And now you look at the pathways, you look at the roads, you look at everything. So who is making all this happen? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then we landed up there by Dr. Hafiz Ismail Mullah. Then from there we go to Queenstown, and then we are there by Dr. Muhammad Magda and his family. So Almighty Allah reward these two doctors and their family, Dr. Ismail Mullah, Dr. Muhammad Magda and their respective families. They go out of their way to make our life comfortable. Then we came yesterday again with Brother Faisal. He drives without a number plate. And mashallah, that after Jummah they in, you know, Queenstown. Then I delivered the lecture and the khutbah and salat by one of our brothers, local brothers, African brother. He's a Hafiz, he's Qari. Beautiful khutbah, wonderful qiraat. And Qari Abdul Rahman, make dua for his son, is in hospital. Abdullah, Allah Jalla Wala grant him complete shifa. So then we came here and then we stopped for Asr Salat there in, you know, Fort Beaufort, and then Maghrib in Grahamstown, and Isha we were here at the Darul Uloom Masjid of Bakr, and we spoke on Hajj. So how do we travel all this? Whether we are going by the plane, whether we're traveling by train, whether we're traveling by vehicle, Fijaj and Subula, all Allah makes this narrow pathways, broad pathways for us, freeways and motorways, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ, so that they are guided, they can go and reach their different destinations. And here, mashallah, in Port Elizabeth, Hafiz Salim Banju, he is our host, his beloved son, Hafiz Safwan, he is getting married today, his nikah will be after Zohar. So therefore, I have come here to Port Elizabeth with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. It was so good last night, mashallah, after the program. I met some of my students who studied at Darul Newcastle doing great work here. Moana Rashid Remlan, Moana Isaac, mashallah. My colleague Hafiz Ismail Pirbai, Ayub Pirbai. So like that, we found so many people and so forth. So let me give you some very, very important international news. You see, we told you that the Jutlas and the Jews, they are not the chosen people. They are a people who are cursed by Almighty Allah for all times, all places. They are a people who will be punished for all times, all places, till the day of justice. Chapter 7, Surah A'raf, verse number 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Now the United Nations released their latest report, and they said that without a shadow of doubt, it is Israel. I am just paraphrasing it. The rogue apartheid regime, it was their bullet that went through and shot our sister Shireen, sister in humanity. She wasn't Muslim. So we say sister in humanity, Shireen Abu Aqila. That's the proper way of pronouncing it. So they are the murderers, premeditated murder this was. But no one will be held responsible. Now you tell me about this democracy in the Middle East. You tell me that they can shoot journalists, murder them, and yet get away with murder literally. And they're proud about it. We hope and pray Al Jazeera take the Israeli Defense Force to the ICC and remember that they charge them for what they are, that they are war criminals, and the government as well. Look at the humiliation. Netanyahu kicked out of office. Now Bennett kicked out of office. Now Lapid will come in, Lapid or Lapid, whatever. For us, it's all the same. They all are haramis. They all are B's with a capital B. So we make this very clear that each one of them is a shaitan and a harami. So that is what Islam teaches us about these people. When you can steal a country of somebody else, when you can steal the capital of somebody else, and occupy it. So occupation is terrorism. And when you want to steal the masjid, our first Qibla, of every Muslim throughout the world, over 1 billion, then what do you call such people? So you Muslims better wake up from your slumber. And these traitors and murtads and apostates in the Arab regimes who are queuing up to make peace with Israel, remember they're also traitors to Islam and the Muslims. Now we go to Russia. So Russia Russia said they released their report yesterday and said, America, your sanctions against us, NATO, your sanctions against us, all have boomerang and nothing is helping. But now we have become self-independent. Even post-war, maybe things come to normal, don't come to normal, but we don't need the dollar anymore. You see? So they thought America, they will use Ukraine as a launching pad and weaken Russia, but in the process, sleepy Joe Biden, and then remember Kamala, whatever, Harris, whatever. So they weakened themselves, and the whole world saw the defeat and humiliation and disgrace of America, NATO, Israel, the rogue regime. They all one side, and the countries that are siding with Russia. So they are the ones that are booming and so forth. So this is the system of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Third one, many, many years ago, I don't know if you even remember, but I'm sure some of you listeners of Radio Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, you remember, there was one shaitan from Cape Town. He used to call himself Imam Muhsin, and he was, remember, a person gay, a homosexual, and he said, Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah. He said that it is permissible in Islam. He said, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Allah forbid. He said, all the verses there in the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala condemns it, that is when it is like rape, one male against another. But if it is consenting adults, then it's permissible. So on his face, I told him, you are a murtad, you're out of the fold of Islam, and I'll never shake your hand. And if you die and pass away now, we will announce that nobody is allowed to bury you in any Muslim graveyard. Well, well, you know, as the Western world goes, so now films are being made in favor of the gay brigade, and he is a participant in all that. And what do you find? You find the winning awards and rewards and so forth. So this is the Western world. You need to understand it, the democracy. They want to erode the family structure. They want human beings to become worse than animals and lower than animals, as the Quran Sharif teaches us. Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adwal. So remember, this is what I tell you, one incident in my tour now. Now this tour here, which I am in Eastern Cape. That we started East London, then went to Queenstown, and now we are in Port Elizabeth with Allah's mercy, Allah's help. One Maulana came to me and he told me one of his students said, Maulana, madrasa student, studying Quran, Hadith, Sunnah, all that fiqh. He says, Maulana, you know what? You are a homophobe. What you are? A homophobe. Now, for those of you who don't understand, phobe means fear, and homo means the gay brigade, people who commit the crime of sodomy. So when the Maulana spoke, so the student says, no, you are a homophobe. You see, this is what the LGBT movement is doing. They're infiltrating, penetrating our Muslims and our children, our flowers. You must tolerate all these things. You must accept it. This is the new world order. We must be clear on this. Anything to do with homosexuality, with the gay brigade, absolutely haram. And people who are part and parcel of this heinous, unnatural crime, remember Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uqtulul fa'il wal maful, that you must allow, you must give them the capital punishment. They must be executed, both parties, when they are consenting adults and they are sane and mature. So open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, Bulughul Maram, so many ahadith kitabs. So Islam is there for all times, all places, all circumstances. Go one further. The Kuffar Shia, yesterday I sent it out, and what you see, that Khomeini, la'anahullah, he's also not a Muslim. Anybody wants the book, we've got the extract, everything. One person, mashallah, sent it to me, and from my book, Tawdihul Masa, and in there Khomeini writes, you can make muta, prostitution, for 1 hour. Not only that, he wrote in Tahrirul Wasila that if a person commits bestiality, you get busy with an animal. So that also is acceptable, and then you must just destroy the animal. Now I'm asking you, any person with common sense, I know common sense is not a common thing nowadays, but any person with common sense, can you consider such people to be Muslim? Can you be part and parcel of that group who are promoting the ascendant Quran? They are the ones who are sympathetic to the Shias or Shias themselves and so forth. But this is their belief in their own books. So therefore, you need to wake up, O Ummah, and stop dreaming and use the holiday time, the leisure time, in the pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And last but not least, we thank our Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat Hafidhullah. Jazahullahu khairan. Yesterday, mashallah, another milestone. Allah malaka shukru. When I came back, I looked at my phone, and then we reached the Nasiha 2400. MashaAllah, it was ending of 2015. Molana was at me in Cape Town. He said, you must do something. I said, Molana, me, I'm a simple Simon. You know, I don't know these things. I only know I'll speak 3, 4, 5 minutes, send it to you, you do the rest. Alhamdulillah, he's doing it. Allah reward him, grant his father. Natal Firdaus Haji Suleiman Dokrar, grant his mother and his family, all of them, siha, afiyat, in izzat. So this is Maulana's sacrifice, sincerity. Allah Jalla Wala reward him. So now we have sent it out this morning. Now, 5 o'clock, I sent it out. That these are the links. You can go through all, one from zero, right to 2,400. And on our website, and all the links are there. So every day, do something for the betterment of people, humanity and Islam. That is what our function is. We must impact the lives of others and not get impacted and influenced by them, with the LGBT and the Kuffar Shias and the rest of these people here who are corrupted to the core. Regarding Port Elizabeth, Alhamdulillah, they still have water, everything, and the taps are still working, everything. Day zero hasn't arrived. They have received good rain. So Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, wherever we are, make special dua for the people of Port Elizabeth, the people of Somalia, and inshallah, 8 o'clock today in the news, then our brother Uwaisi will contact me and I'll come on live and give you further update of what's really happening here in PE, Port Elizabeth, Kabeha. That's the new name, Olana. We need some tajweed there. So me, I can't pronounce it properly. Nevertheless, we carry on.
Ustad, New Zealanders listeners are saying that please tell Mufti Saab, 3 million people perform Janaza Salah of Marhum Sheikh Mahmoud Effendi in Istanbul. Ustad, 3 million people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember that when a person dedicates his life only solely for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so when you buy the cow, then the milk comes free of charge. So when a person says, this is my aim, my mission, my objective in life, I want Allah Jalla Wala to be pleased with me, I want Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be pleased with me, whether people are happy, not happy, remember, that doesn't bother them. So Sheikh, yesterday Friday, I gave the brothers there Fajr time, after Fajr some nasiha, and I spoke about the virtues of death on a Friday. I said, Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi Nawarallah Marqatahu Abu Ustad, also he gave me permission in writing for hadith and so forth. So we see that he passes away the last 10 days of Ramadan. He's fasting. It's a Friday. It's Ramadan. He's reading Surah Yasin. He reaches the verse, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغَفِرَتِهُ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness. Give him glad tidings of a magnificent reward. And then he just falls down, collapses. And lo and behold, وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Janaza, everything performed. Remember there in India. And 2-3 nights after that, I was in Makkah personally, 1999, with Allah's help and mercy. 27 night, they read his Salatul Janaza Ghaiban, and that is in Makkah Mukarrama Haram, over 2 million people. In Medina Haram, over 1 million people. And what you see, we read his Salatul Janaza on 27 night in the Haramain Sharifain. So these are the awliyaullah, lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. Sheikh Mahmoud Afindi, every one of us should be reading his biography, his profile. At the age of 6, he became Hafiz. How many masajid he opened? How many places, madrasas he opened? How many people, millions of people? I met him in Makkah Mukarrama or Madinah Munawwara on Hajj. So subhanallah, that people who look at him, they ask Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the sign that this person is min awliya illah min awliya irrahman, the special servants and slaves of Allah? Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alladina idha ru'u dhukirallah, when you look at them, you think of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. So see, these were the great, great people. Allah jalla wa ala grant Sheikh Mahmoud Afindi Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, all his students, all his murid and disciples, his family, Sabri Jamil. I mentioned yesterday, not a loss for Turkey, but a loss for this Ummah and Muslimah, wherever we are, in New Zealand, South Africa, or Argentina, or wherever else we are. So these are the people, make qadr of them and appreciate them before they leave this world.
I see Dr. Saab says, Mufti Saab, have you heard about the Saudi Crown Prince, MBS, has been secretly pursuing plans to legalize the ownership of property by Israelis in the holy cities of Makkah and Medina, Ustad, Dr. Saab?
I spoke of this yesterday already, Dr. Saab. I don't know where you were, but I spoke of it yesterday, and I said that is nothing surprising for us, because they're already allowing non-Muslims to come to Medina Munawwara, pose there, everything. Some of them come right inside the Masjid Nabawi, some of them outside and so forth. Some of them are staying there on the outskirts of Medina and so forth. All this are documented and so forth. So remember, our fatwa, without with any fear or favor, we say MBS is more bin Shaitan. He has been planted there and posted there. Why? To de-Islamize, you must remember, to make Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, the Haramain Sharifain, just like a tourist resort, and you know, people must come and just do that. Look at the Hajj fiasco and Hajj disaster this year for the people of America, for Muslims, and for the people of Canada, the people of UK. They can't even get on that website run by the Hindus, Mushriks of BJP and their friends and so forth. Can't you get a Muslim? Can't you run it yourself? An absolute disaster, you must remember that. So our fatwa is very clear. MBS, MBZ, the King of Bahrain, King of Morocco, all these rulers there, and Egypt and what, they murtad out of the fold of Islam. They are the traitors to Islam and Muslims, remember that. And the earlier we expose them and speak against them and condemn them, the better it is for us. This is one thing the tinpot dictators can never take. Therefore, they made Qurbani of Jamal Khashoggi. He wrote against them. He was on the international arena, a journalist for the Washington Post and so forth. But you see, you know, the politicians, everything is expediency. So now he goes to Turkey, he meets Erdogan, all that. They cut deals together to whitewash the whole Khashoggi affair. It can never be whitewashed. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِيم. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there's none to give him honor. You can have billion, trillion, zillion dollars and pounds, you still will be disgraced. Remember that Surah 22 and Surah Hajj, chapter 22, verse 18.
I see Mr. Bishop Ustad says that, but AK, many people go for pilgrimage this time of the year. What benefit is it to a Muslim? Is it not better for him to rather feed the poor and create family unity? Mr. Bishop, Ustad.
Excellent question, Mr. Bishop. You know, we believe in the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. We believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of our master and leader, Prophet Muhammad, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the speech Mubarak, the actions, the blessed actions, all that. We believe in the Sahaba, the students that They are the greatest people, the students of the Master, peace be upon him. They are the greatest people to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers. And then we have the Awliyaullah, the great pious people like Sheikh Mahmoud Afendi, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawar Allah Marqadahu, and so forth. And then we have the jurists of Islam, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Abu Hanifa, my Master Bishop, from Iraq, he performed 55 pilgrimage, 55 Hajj. I mentioned it last night here. The topic was about Hajj and Umrah and so forth. So when somebody asked him, oh Imam, how many times is Hajj and pilgrimage compulsory? He said once. So he said, for what must you go every year? So he said that I found one virtue in the noble Quran, and I did not find that virtue for any other act of worship and ibadat. So which verse was he, Imam Abu Hanifa? He's buried in A'zamiyya. I went to his Qabr Mubarak and Mazar Mubarak as well, like the others, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, Allah grant them all the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So he said, Master Bishop, Quran says, when you perform Hajj lovingly, willingly, sincerely, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum, then they will witness the nafa, the benefit, the gain, the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in this world, never mind in the year after. So it is an act of love, a journey of love, and you're going with your own money, or somebody gave you that money to perform their father, mother, somebody's Hajj, who passed away, for example. So therefore, it is a magnet, my brother, that if a person goes to Makkah Mukarrama, that is Umm al-Qura, the mother of all towns and cities, they don't even know Arabic. You know how hot it is in June, July, August, 45, 50 degrees. And the people are 2 million, 3 million, 4 million. This year will be 1 million. So all this happens. But when they come back, then they're already raising their hands. Ya Allah, take me back for Umrah. Take me back for Hajj. That is the minor pilgrimage of pilgrimage. Why? Almighty Allah Himself says, Master Bishop, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Allah made this Baytullah, that black cube, what you call, which we face. We don't worship the cube. We worship Almighty Allah. So we face there for unity and uniformity. In 1 minute, 30 seconds, 1 million people, Imam will say the leader, stow, and in 30, 50 seconds, 1 million people, all disciplined, facing one direction. So that is the beauty of Islam, my brother. So therefore, they used to go so many a time, and they asked him the same question. Is it not better that we feed the people? He said, if I'm going with my own money, then it's better for me to go for Hajj and pilgrimage. And that is the verdict of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. He performed Hajj 55 times. Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, Sahabi and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companion, 60 times. Hazrat Piran Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Barqadahu, 50 times. Ta'uz bin Kaysan, the Tabi'i student of Abdullah bin Abbas, 40 times. Sayyidina Hassan, radiallahu anhu, the Nawasa, grandson, and the beloved grandson of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 25 times. So all has to do. So Mr. Bishop, the day you become Muslim, then we go for Hajj, and then you tell me if you want to go every year or not. What do you say, Mr. Bishop?
SubhanAllah. I see he's busy responding to you, Ustad. Ustad, there's a brother from Johannesburg. He says that the great Mufti in India passed the fatwa that television is permissible and it's a form of giving da'wah. Why do you say not permissible? Explain yourself. He's recording you, Ustad.
Record me and send it to your Grand Mufti. We don't know who it is. Today you have too many Muftis and Grand Muftis. Allama Iqbal used to say in his time, pehle the mufti masail ke batane wale, ab bhi hai mufti muf ke khane wale. So I hope you understood that. If you didn't understand, first they were the true muftis. They would show and guide the people, remember the masail and all the laws and so forth. Nowadays, many or majority of the muftis in the world we're speaking about, mufti, grand mufti, a bunch of mufatiyas. You know, they eat everything free of charge.
Mm.
They have to make their governments happy. They have to make their organizations happy. They have to worry of their sponsors and who is going to fill their pockets and so forth. I give you one example, brother. Yes, alunaka anil khamri wal maisir. They ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding alcohol and regarding gambling. Qul feehima ismun kabir wa manafi'u linnas. There is benefit and there is harm. Wa ismuhuma akbaru min naf'ihima. The disadvantages, the sins are far, far, far more than the benefit. 99% harm. Who in his right mind will say alcohol is permissible? Who in his right mind will say gambling is permissible? And remember, so draw the law of chaos and analogy. TV today, they're promoting lesbian, they're promoting gay business, they're promoting alcohol, promoting fornication, promoting every vice you can think, abortion, everything you can think of, you must remember they promote it there. And then you come with your one lecture and that and say there's benefit in this. So remember, nobody buys a TV or all this, you must remember, to watch you and so forth. One. Two, Quran Sharif, you must ask the Grand Mufti of yours that answer this one ayah, that's all. Surah 24, verse 30-31. He is giving a lecture. The women are looking at him. Which ayah is this? Kullil mu'minati yaghdudna min absarihinna. Quran says, you women, you lower your gazes. It's compulsory upon you. Wa yahfadna furujahunna. And then kullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim. Before that, Surah 24, Surah Nur, chapter 24, verses 30-31. The woman is giving a lecture. She's dressed up with a lipstick and a dipstick, and Allah alone knows how many other sticks and so forth. And then you look at the men, you look at your Maulvis in South Africa and other parts of the world and so forth and what, you know. So how they have to groom themselves and so forth. So you must remember that some of them, you must remember that they're not so fair in complexion, but when the people tell me, say, but look at that motor, how white he became. We look at a Hollywood, a Bollywood actor. So you must remember these type of things there. So how all this can be permissible? I'm speaking of international, leave South Africa. So all this is teaching us that the harms are much more. So therefore, my brother, in this day, this age, for any mufti, kain and mankan, to say it's permissible, we reject his fatwa and say such fatwas are not worth the paper on which they are written.
Hussain, one more question before you leave us this morning. Sister Arena, she says that, why can't you Muslims eat lion meat? I make lion and cheetah biltong, but Muslims refuse it. Why? Arena, Ustad.
My sister Arena, thank you for your question. You see, the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 21, verse 107. He was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, the master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the mercy to the entire universe and creation. So he taught us usools and principles in Islam. Kullu zi nabin. So every animal that has the sharp canine teeth, so all that will be haram. Whether it is, you must remember, your lion, your tiger, your leopard, all these type of things, so all haram. So why? Because this is the reason. They are not the meat for Muslim consumption. Likewise, when it comes to birds, kullu zi mikhlabin, that every bird that attacks, you must remember, with its claws and paws and what have you, so that type of birds is not fit for Muslim consumption. So you are what you eat. So remember this there. You know about the lion, Sister Arena? I don't know if you study lions. A lion is the king of the jungle. He sleeps 20, 21 hours a day. When he wakes up, he will look near the little bird. And now he's hungry. And then he looks for his prey. And now he darts. He then darts towards that prey and tears the prey to pieces. So when you're going to keep on eating lion, my sister, my brother, what you going to do? You will become another tenpot dictator. And you will attack the innocent people. You are what you eat. Almighty Allah teaches us. us. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, Muslim, non-Muslim, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. Eat and consume that which is pure, which is wholesome and legal. Then you will be inspired, motivated to do good deeds. Kulu minat tayyibati wa amalu saliha. Consume that which is pure and wholesome, and then you will do good deeds. So inshallah, I will speak to you 8 o'clock, and that is during the news with Brother Uwaisi, and then 2 to 3 will be Brother Uwaisi's program regarding the youth. 6 to 8, inshallah, will be Brother Suleiman Esau's program, Naat Qiraat today. And I'm here in PE, and then I'll be going for Fajr now. 6:15 is Jamaat, and then after Zohar, then we'll have a small program, and thereafter Zohar will be the nikah. Barakallah. Ustaz, and tonight I'll be back home, inshallah.
Can I ask you one more question, quick, Ustaz? Brother Bobby asking you, have you seen the clip going around viral about the brother in India tried to take a scarf from a Hindu sister and he got beaten up? Brother Bobby, Ustaz.
Yes, very good. You must remember that he thought it's a Muslim lady, but it turned out to be a Hindu lady. So they gave him what we say in Afrikaans, skop, skit and donner. They gave him such a thrashing. So I was thinking maybe they'll circumcise him properly, you know. So you must remember that's what they deserve. You must remember that they need a good thrashing. The mob mentality, they are our worst enemies. Quran Sharif says, Surah 5, chapter 5, verse 82, we say majority of the Jews, majority of the idol worshippers, Hindus, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Why was Shirin Abu Aqila murdered? Because she's a Palestinian. They think, you must remember, everyone Palestinian is our enemy, so kill them. And you see, they, India, anybody with a scarf, anybody with a beard or so forth, our enemy. So the mob will come and lynch them. So that's their mentality now. And both places, whether it's Israel or India, is ethnic cleansing. Both are guilty of apartheid. So that is how Almighty Allah humiliates them and curses both of them. So may Almighty Allah let us always be the people who are teaching justice and the truth without fear and favor. Jazakallah khairan. It's time for the Fajr Azan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.